Proclamation number 7783, dated the December 31st, 1960. Consciously turning to God is past test of will. The turning point of every individual person's life is come when the person consciously turns to God, when he inwardly acknowledges Him and enters into contact with Him, when he prays to Him in living faith. Then the soul will have consciously started on the path of return to Him and can also, with certainty, reach its goal on earth of entering the kingdom of the beyond, ridding of its past guilt. Hence the human being must merely consciously turn to God and not just carry out certain formalities or customs or want to prove his faith in God with empty words. For God only evaluates that which arises from the human heart, neither words nor gestures can deceive him. However, a prayer in spirit and in truth will definitely reach him, and then he will take care of the one who deliberately seeks contact with him. The conscious bond with God is therefore the spiritual turning point in the life of the individual, and the sooner it happens the more successful it will be. Nevertheless, it signifies that the human being has passed the test of will he is expected to take during his earthly existence. Prior to this, his life is a waste of time, for the soul does not gain anything while the human being still lives without God. And as long as a person does not have a living faith, he still lives without God, for the academic knowledge about God conveyed to people is not the living faith as yet. Only his conscious surrender to God proves his faith, and from that hour onwards the soul starts to live, that is, its thoughts, feelings and inclinations take place on a spiritual level. The bond with God has been established and he himself takes care of the soul because it had found him of its own free will. And again it must be stressed that only love is able to achieve this, that the thoughts of a person who lives in love will take the right path, the path towards the eternal love, for love strives towards love. In other words, the eternal love draws a lovingly active human being close to itself. And his faith will indeed come alive, the person's thoughts will turn to the one who had created him, who will take hold of him and never let him fall again, because his free will became active, for both love as well as faith prove that the will is inclined towards God, and therefore they also prove the past test of will on account of which the human being lives on earth. Amen.